You're listening to KCAA Loma Linda at 106.5 FM, K293 CF Moreno Valley.
Welcome. Today's segment is Inner Peace. A brief introduction is, here I have Brenda Cruz and Lupe Garcia. We'll be sharing to the audience about inner peace, mental peace. And I'm going to read to you the holy instant of today. Salvation comes. What joy there is today. It is a time of special celebration. Since this is the first day of this broadcast, we welcome the audience. And we welcome Brenda Cruz, who is my guest today. I am your host, Lupe Garcia. For today holds out the instant to the darkened world, where it releases its set to freedom, to illumination, to peace. The day has come when sorrows pass away and pain is gone. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. This is the time of hope for countless millions. They will be united now as you forgive them all, for I will be forgiven by you today. We have forgiven one another now, and so we come at last to you again. Father, your Son who never left returns to heaven and his home. How glad are we to have our sanity restored to us and to remember that we all are one. So in today's segment, we welcome Brenda Cruz. You want to say hi, Brenda?
Of course. Thank you so much, everyone. Welcome to listen Inner Peace with Lupe and me. So I'm very excited to be here with Lupe because this is something that I'm very passionate. So thank you, Lupe, because she's the one who invited me, and I'm very thankful with him. And also I'm very thankful with my teacher, Sebastian Mora, who is always present in my heart because I love him so much and do my family. So this is a good start because gratitude is part of our life. It's part of our change. It's part of our inner peace.
Thank you, Brenda. I noticed that you mentioned Sebastian Mora, and yes, he's a wonderful mentor, a great teacher from the Course of Miracles. He's been teaching that for a couple of years, and we're going to give him a little promo now. He's a wonderful teacher. We've been with him for a couple of years, both of us, and we have nothing but gratitude. We're going to start with today's segment, which is Miracle Thinking, the Shift in Perception. So a lot of times we talk about what we see and what we hear, but in true honestly, we can't see and we cannot hear. For what we see, we were made from clay, says Scripture, and yet we cannot see the truth. We can only imagine and believe what we see. So we go to He who knows most things and all things, which is the Holy Spirit. We ask Him for the new perception so we can have inner peace. Is the only way for us to be able to be sane in this world of chaos. Don't you think, Brenda?
Of course. Yes, you're right.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to give a small example on a day-to-day basis. The question would be, what perception would we be looking at when we see somebody who is going through turmoil, sadness, or depression? What's your insight on that?
What happened inside the person who's having sadness, something like that?
Yes, I think the emotions are a big alert of what our thoughts are creating and what we're feeling. And since this broadcast is about inner peace, perception is a true, perception comes with emotion. It always comes together. So it's very important that we get to be able to analyze what we're feeling and what we're thinking. Since our emotions derive from our thought system, what needs to be corrected would be what, Brenda?
What the error that we need to correct. The thing that we are interpreting the things that are happening in our life.
Correct.
Because the interpretation is most of the times the things that we suffer for.
Correct. Correct. A lot of times I've had an experience before where you can have two children being raised in the same household, yet they have two different perceptions from mm-hmm. their father.
Mm-hmm.
I, for instance, had my own perception, and I'm one of six girls, and my sisters all had their own perception of my father.
Mm-hmm.
So perception is very important because we all see it with different eyes. And if we go down to the inner child, we all have that inner child who saw things differently, who experienced things differently, and we have to be able to understand why is it different if we were raised in the same household and mm-hmm. we were in the same, we had the same upbringings, you know, the same morals, the same values, but yet we saw two different scenarios and many different movie sets.
Yes, because we have the power to choose what we want.
Correct. That is true. So in the power of our thought system is where perception lies. So who directs our thought system?
Who directs our thought system? Good question. It's
the ego. We mm-hmm. have two. Our mind is divided in two segments. Also, just like we divide segments in this broadcast, we're going to come and introduce a new segment, and it's divided in two, the ego and the Holy Spirit, which would be the human brain, would mm-hmm. be human and spirit. So when we are directed by our human brain, we get to choose and we get to decide what we want to feel and what we want to live. And that's usually the experience that we end up living out. Yet, it doesn't always seem to be true. We believe things happen to us automatically, and they're not truly there to hurt us, but a lot of times they do. What do you think on that concept, Brenda?
I think that right now, so we have the power to identify with who we are thinking. So now we are completely have the responsibility what thoughts to can take. There's many thoughts in your mind, so you are completely responsible that what thoughts are you going to take? It's from the ego or from your spirit, the Holy Spirit, your truth.
Correct. I love that answer, Brenda. That takes me to another segment and another question. We are in control of our thought system. So what we want to do is have our own autonomy. We don't want the ego telling us how we're going to live, what we're going to live, and what we're going to think. And a lot of times we hear these voices in our mind, but don't belong to us. Do you believe that?
Of course.
So the voices that brings us down, the voices that tell us we're not good or we're not doing things correctly, would you say that that comes from the ego or the Holy Spirit?
Repeat again.
So those ideas, those voices or thoughts that we think and hear in our voice when they bring us down and tell us that we're no good, that we're no better than other people, or that we're not being good enough to do anything or any projects, what voice do you think or what thought system do you think those ideas come from?
It's come from the ego, from the illusion, the human belief system.
Correct. So inner peace, the inner peace that we're sharing now is to take full autonomy of our mind mm-hmm. and be able to determine and be alert and see which thoughts enter into our mind. So we got to be alert. We got to be paying attention to what we are thinking constantly. And in a sense, it is our responsibility to be in control and not be controlled.
Of course.
What do you think about that?
Oh my gosh. It's, for me, it has been very difficult, hard to live the control, because I don't even know when I was controlling.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we're not even conscious
mm-hmm.
of that we even have a choice. Many years back, I did not know that I had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
to be able to accept ideas or thoughts. Because consistently we are being taught through social media, through TV, radio, all these ideas, all these messages that come bombarding down. And a lot of times we don't have that responsibility or the idea that we could even not allow those ideas to enter our mind if they're not going to be any beneficial to our lifestyle or to our belief system. So my invitation to you today and to the audience is to be aware, be self-aware that the thoughts that come into our mind are given to us by two different thought systems, one of the ego and one of the spirit. And we have to know which is beneficial to us and which one we want to be guided from and on behalf. That'll bring us this peace of mind that we're searching. I think many of us are looking for inner peace in various places, in various things. And a lot of times we don't come to recognize that inner peace is within. Mm-hmm. And we just need to quiet ourselves down. We need to take a moment, maybe in prayer mm-hmm. or in quietness, in stillness, to be able to recognize the greatness that lies in our spirit. So the spirit that lies in us can guide us to this peace. Yes. How do you feel about that, Brenda?
I feel comfortable now, like thinking that I have the spirit who's guide me the whole time in my life. So everything is easy when you know or when you accept that you have the spirit that is guiding you. Okay, so you talk about responsibility, but sometimes it's when you are when you have the first steps in spirituality or having a change in your life. So the responsibility is one of the steps that we need to take. Do you know?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree, Brenda. That is very important. To take responsibility of our thought system takes courage. It does take courage because it takes initiative and desire of what it is that you want to feel and what it is you want to experience. And I've come to a point where in my life where I was pretty much tired of my way of thinking, of what I was living and what I was experiencing. I pretty much felt like a hypocrite, you know, because I know scripture pretty well, the Bible. I know a lot of scripture and I know the Bible pretty well. And I was teaching it, yet I was not living it. And that caused me to search further. And that's what brought me to A Course in Miracles. It brought me to this mm-hmm. course, and it transformed my life in the last, I'm going to say, 3 to 4 years, thanks to you, who introduced me to the course. It's been life-changing, and it's been a great opportunity, and I invite the audience to research A Course in Miracles. I invite them to also be contemplative on the ideas that enter our mind, on the thought systems that we believe in, that hold us captive a lot of times and don't give us that freedom or that inner peace that we're looking for. If anyone would be interested in calling at this moment, you can reach us, or if you have any questions on what we are discussing, you can call us at 909-792-5222.
Imagine there's no heaven. See if you try.
Radio. Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you. Join us to Inner Peace. And here we are with Brenda Cruz and your host, Lupe Garcia. This segment, we're going to be discussing the inner child, and I'm going to have Brenda, in Spanish, share a little bit on that. I'll be doing some translation for the audience who speaks primarily in English. So here you go, Brenda. Go right ahead. Take us to the inner child.
Thank you, Lupita. Thank you. So my native language is Español, so voy a hablar un poco del niño interior. ¿Es el inner child interior?
The inner child, yes.
Muy bien. Todos nos podemos conectar con el niño interno.
All of us can connect with our inner child.
Y el niño interno muchas veces es el que se creyó muchas ideas.
And the inner child is the one that believes many beliefs as he's growing up.
Mm-hmm. Y el niño interior... ahora podemos conectar con él desde el perdón.
And now we can connect with that inner child through the forgiveness prayer.
Porque cuando estamos yendo a la paz interna,
because when we are navigating into inner peace,
estamos conectando,
we are connecting
con muchas situaciones del pasado,
with many ideas and situations of our past,
que fueron dolorosas,
that were painful,
o tristes,
or sad,
y muchas veces en la actualidad,
and many times in our actuality,
creemos que lo que nos está molestando es la actualidad que tenemos ahora.
We believe that what's bothering us is what's actually occurring to us now.
Pero en el segmento anterior, cuando hablábamos de la toma de responsabilidad,
but on the previous segment, when we were talking about the responsibility of autonomy of our mind,
nos vamos dando cuenta,
we begin to realize
que lo que aparentemente nos está sucediendo ahora,
that what apparently is happening to us now,
está conectado con situaciones del pasado.
It's connected with past events.
En las cuales el perdón elimina todo.
In which the forgiveness prayer eliminates everything.
Pero no el perdón conocido.
But not the forgiveness that we understand in this world.
Yo solía perdonar con el perdón con el que crecí en mi infancia.
Brenda used to use the forgiveness that she was taught when she was raised.
Pero no lograba salir de culpar a otros.
But she was never released from making others feel guilty.
de las situaciones que me pasaban o de mi sentir.
From the situations that she experienced or from her emotions.
En ese perdón quería cambiar afuera.
In that forgiveness prayer, she wanted to change the circumstances on the outside.
Y las quería de una forma determinada.
And she wanted them to result the way she wanted them to be.
Y me encontraba siempre con sufrimiento.
And she always found herself in suffering.
Pero desde el momento en el que decidí.
But since the moment that she decided.
Ir por mi paz interior.
To really feel inner peace.
Comencé mis preguntas.
She began questioning.
Y una de las preguntas que me hacía fue esta.
And one of the many questions that she asked was this one.
¿Por qué no logro estar en paz?
How come I could never seem to be able to be in peace?
Tengo un esposo.
I have a husband.
Tengo casa.
I have a house.
Tengo comida.
I have food.
Tengo dinero en la cuenta.
I have money in my account.
Suficiente.
Enough.
Tengo tres hijos.
I have three kids.
Parecía todo perfecto.
Everything seemed perfect.
Pero no sentía paz.
But I was not in peace.
Y encontré en el curso de milagros.
And I found in the course of miracles.
El perdón que necesitaba.
The forgiveness that I needed.
Aceptar.
To accept.
Y algo que me fue completamente tomándome paso a paso a aceptar.
And something that I decided to accept step by step for acceptance.
Es la frase que voy a decir ahora extraída del curso de milagros.
It's this phrase I'm going to read to you straight from the Course of Miracles book.
Que el perdón,
that forgiveness,
is que lo que creíste es que un hermano te había hecho,
that what you believed a brother of yours could do to you,
nunca sucedió,
never happened.
Y la otra frase,
and the next phrase,
es esta frase que es la definición del perdón.
It's this phrase that defines the forgiveness prayer.
El perdón observa.
Forgiveness observes.
Espera.
Waits.
Y no juzga.
And never judges.
Okay. Ahora voy a dar un ejemplo de esta frase.
Now I will be giving you an example of this phrase.
Cuando la escuché por primera vez, quedé como que no voy a hacer nada.
When I listened to it from the very beginning or the first time, I chose, okay, it's telling me not to do anything.
Porque he estado acostumbrada tanto a la acción o a querer defender.
Because I've been so used to doing things or wanting to defend myself.
Uh-huh. Entonces ahora la pongo en práctica a diario.
So now I put it in practice daily.
Y la he integrado a mi vida.
And I've incorporated into my life.
Y la he aceptado.
And I have accepted it.
Ahora voy a poner un ejemplo de esto en mi vida cotidiana.
And now I will give you an example in my daily living.
En una ocasión.
In one occasion.
Mi esposo le gritaba a mi niña mayor.
In one occasion, my husband was yelling at my older child.
Y mi niña mayor le gritaba a su papá.
And my older child would yell back at her dad.
Yo solía intervenir.
I would always intervene.
A favor de mi hija.
And in favor of my older daughter.
Por supuesto, eso se infiltraba culpa hacia su padre.
But of course, this filtered in guilt towards her father.
Y ponía como víctima a mi hija.
And I would have my daughter seem to be the victim.
Y me dejaba a mí como, ¡oh, la gran Brenda!
And then that would make Brenda glorify herself as she was the savior of her daughter. And you would hear the angel choir behind her saying she did it. She saved the day.
Wow, Lupita, that was good.
She's a hero mom.
Okay, so now, aplicando el perdón, que es observa, espera,
but now,
y no juzgue.
Since she's applying the forgiveness prayer, that is wait, don't judge, and be patient.
Observa.
Observe.
Espera.
Wait.
Y no juzgues.
And don't judge.
Y lo voy a aplicar a la misma ejemplo.
And now she's going to apply it to the same example.
Porque cuando no se perdona, se repite.
Because if you do not forgive it, it repeats itself.
Y tal vez la misma escena, pero la pongo en el trabajo.
And probably the same scenario, just in a workplace.
O con una amistad.
Or with a friend.
Siempre el victimario y la víctima.
There is always the victim and the aggressor, I guess, the one that is the aggressor and the victim.
Y Brenda la rescatadora.
And Brenda would be the savior of all them, of all of them.
Perfecto. Entonces, poniendo en práctica el perdón en esta situación.
So putting in practice the forgiveness in this situation.
Se presenta nuevamente la misma escena.
The same scenario presents itself.
Mi esposo grita.
My husband yells.
A mi hija.
To my daughter.
Y yo observo.
And I observe.
La niña grita a su padre.
My daughter yells at her father.
Y Brenda observa.
And Brenda observes.
Y respira.
And breathes.
Se muerde la lengua.
She bites her tongue.
O el dedo.
Or her finger.
No deja entrar pensamientos.
And she doesn't allow any thoughts to enter.
Espera.
She waits.
Respira.
She breathes.
No juzga a papá.
She doesn't judge her husband, her daughter's father.
Uh-huh. Tampoco a su hija.
And she doesn't judge her daughter.
Y pido al Espíritu Santo.
And I ask the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Usando esta frase de perdón.
Using this phrase of forgiveness.
Yo no soy el juez.
I am not the judge.
In this situation.
In this situation.
En esta situación.
En esta situación.
Okay. Y no espero ningún resultado en concreto.
And I do not expect any type of response or solution after my prayer.
Pero a consecuencia de mi deseo de estar en paz.
But because of the consequence of my full desire of wanting to be in peace.
Mi hija se disculpa con su padre.
My daughter asks her father to be forgiven, to forgive her.
Su papá se da cuenta que ha cometido un error.
And her dad recognizes that he's made a mistake.
Ellos arreglan el malentendido.
And they seem to heal and to correct their misunderstanding.
Y Brenda acepta la corrección del espíritu.
And Brenda accepts the correction that she sees from the spirit.
Y el escenario
se rompe. Breaks into pieces.
Y no se repite.
And it never comes back again. Ta-da! That's the final piece. So there you go. This is the forgiveness segment for you all. I hope you enjoyed it. And now we will take a break. We will be right back. And you can call us if you have any questions or if you'd like to ask us anything at 909-792-5222. We'll be right back.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work-from-home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details, 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Ready? Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast of Inner Peace. Your host, Lupe Garcia, and our guest, Brenda Cruz. We're here to go to our next segment, and it'll be about the Holy Instant. The Holy Instant is very important. It's changed, transformed my life. I'm going to have to say that the Holy Instant is, it's a recognition of our present moment. A lot of times we live our life either in the future, planning day by day, planning our retirement, planning our kids' college, planning what's going to happen in the future. And a lot of times we're living from our past, trying to recover from what we didn't like, or being better parents than our parents, changing what we didn't like while we were growing up to thinking we can do a better job than what they did. Which messes us up completely, because now that we know, right, Brenda? Mm-hmm. Now that we know that that disorders our mind and that we have to refrain and recorrect the order, the divine order, which is always the Father, then the child. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Instant is a recognition of our present moment, not going ahead and not going in our past. So how could we live something out like this? How could we live the Holy Instant? How could we live in our present moment? I think it's a continual reminder, correct?
First, for me, it's a decision, firm decision. Like, no broken decision.
Correct.
You know me.
I do. She's pretty feisty. She also is very determined. And she's a very close friend of mine, by the way. We've been together for a couple of years, known each other for a couple of years, and she is very determined. When she says, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and she pulls me along. She gets me into many situations that I want to talk a little bit about us. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go back to the Holy Instant, because this will make it a little fun. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that we started what was called a PL, how do you say that?
Programa de liderazgo, leadership.
It was leadership. A leadership program. And that's where I met Brenda. And she invited me to do something that was pretty outrageous. She loves to dance and she loves to imitate voices. And for all of you who are familiar with Gloria Trevi, she invited me to dance. And we dressed up as Gloria Trevi, and uh-huh. we did the whole show in front of a group of people. It was actually a dinner, and it was a lot of fun. But it was too daring for me, because I'm not such a daring person. And the latest is we did skydiving. We skydiving just recently, and that was also on our bucket list. Bucket list sounds like we're, you know, getting older, or we have to do things before our life ends. And we didn't do it for those purposes. I think mm-hmm. we did skydiving because we wanted to live the instant, the actual mm-hmm. moment, the actual present time. And we said, it's never too late. And we don't have to wait for the future to really live today. So that's what the holy instant is. Do you want to share?
I want to share something. I want to share when we do the skydiving. Because it was in my plan. And then I invite Lupe and another friend, Cecilia. So we have a very beautiful time. But one thing that it was very beautiful, that we experiment the instant. How do you say instante santo? El holy instant?
We did. We truly did experiment the holy instant. I'm laughing because it takes guts to throw yourself off of an airplane. So for those of you who have not done skydiving, it really is a little bit of daring. You got to be a little daring to do that.
Yeah. And the way I feel when I do this, I said, okay, this is a spirituality too, because when I take the decision to do this, all the system, all my mental system is like, okay, putting in action all the thoughts, all the beliefs, everything that is like, okay, you're going to die and everything. All those stuff comes to the mind.
We had to do a thorough cleaning of the mind. We had to do our forgiven prayer. We had to do the forgiveness prayer. So Brenda and I were pretty determined to do this. And we were pretty excited too. But we did feel that inner peace, that inner voice that guides us constantly did carry us during that time. But we did have a friend, Cecilia, who was still a little nervous right before the jump. And we did a forgiveness prayer with her so she can feel that peace as well that we felt at the moment. And I remember that when we finished the skydiving, she still had a little bit of vertigo. She was a little dizzy. She had to lay herself on the floor on the ground until she recovered. But it was a great, great time.
Yes. But when we trust in the spirit, we don't feel fear in any place, in any. Okay, this is my first time talking in the radio. And I feel peace and I feel comfortable with people around me.
They're, beautiful.
How do you say it, muchacho?
Beautiful thing.
Help us. Everything is like so beautiful.
Everything falls into place.
Yes.
I think when you do open the doors to that divine power, I think the Holy Spirit is the most powerful thing that you can embrace because he lives in us. We are all made of spirit. If we take it down to biblical scriptures, when Adam was created, God blew the essence of the spirit into his body, and that is our spirit. And we were created by our creator. We are created by God. And the spirit lies in every human being, believer or non-believer. We are all spirits. We all have a soul in us, and we have a human body. But the spirit is the one that'll guide us to this inner peace. And we were fully embraced during our skydiving experience. Mm-hmm. We were fully, actually, even the trainers who were on our backs, because as you know, when you go skydiving, you have a coach or you have a professional that hangs with you and pulls the parachute so that we make it alive on the ground. And even they experienced a lot of peacefulness during our jump.
Yes, because when you experiment the spirit inside you, because you decide to choose for inner peace the whole time, the spirit is in every human that you cross in you in your way.
Like our mentor says, there's angels that surround us constantly. Mm-hmm. There's angels everywhere. And a lot of times we want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in some miraculous way, but truly our spirit, the Holy Spirit speaks through all of our brothers and sisters. And I say that generally in every human being that crosses our path. He can speak through circumstances, through people, and directly to our mind.
Mm-hmm. I have 4 years also with Lupe, I think you too, right?
Correct.
4 years are training our mental.
Yes, Mental training program.
Yes, in our mental training program. I have 4 years and have been the best four years of my life changing, because if I don't have my mind training the way that I have right now, I couldn't been doing this. Because I don't even born in United States. I didn't learn English here.
And look at her. She's doing a great job. I think she's doing great.
It's the spirit. For me, it's the whole time, the confidence. She's being
carried. Yeah, she definitely is being carried to this space. I am a little more comfortable, I think. I'm able to fluently speak English, but I can see that Brenda is definitely in a comfortable area right now. She feels a lot of peace, and we all... This is why this segment is called Inner Peace, because mm-hmm. we want to spread this to anyone who's willing and wants to understand and learn that inner peace is possible, even when we hear the news, even when we have elections, even when we have all these different types of circumstances in our homes. Inner peace is possible, and that is what we're here to teach and to share with everyone through this program. Do you have anything else to share regarding this skydiving experience?
Perception. When you change your mind, you train your mind, you trust in yourself and your true self, everything outside is changing. It's because of perception, right,
Lupita? When the perception changes, that's what the Course calls miracles, because you start living a different type lifestyle, I'm going to say. You start seeing things change right before your eyes. A lot of times we're always expecting a result. But when we enter into these spaces requesting the Spirit to reinterpret what we're thinking and have Him show us the way, we see things differently, and it's never the way we see it. It's always different. And if you're open to giving it a try, there's also, on the last segment, we will be discussing, I'm going to say, self-therapy. Mm. Self-therapy, it's really easy. It's a three process. Mm. It's a process of three steps that can be easily taught and learned. And it's just recognizing what ideas are tumbling down our minds so we can hold them responsible and be able to ask the Spirit to reinterpret it and give us His perception, and we can move on from there. What do you think, Brenda?
The self-therapy?
Correct.
Yes. Of course, I trust in self-therapy, because we always have the Holy Spirit in our mind, who is guiding us to the right person, to the right curso?
To the right, yes, to the right path.
To the right path, to the right person, to someone who have the message for you. And also, if you are determined to have inner peace, and you ask with all your heart, the Holy Spirit will answer you in your way, in your words, and your way that you learn. So it's beautiful.
I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit to you. The perception mm-hmm. versus knowledge. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we think we have the knowledge and we know, or the ego is the one who believes that he can guide us and tell us exactly what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. But true perception cannot come from us, because we cannot see. As I mentioned, Adam in scripture, he was made out of clay, and our eyes cannot see, mm-hmm, and our mm-hmm. ears cannot hear. Mm-hmm. So we do need guidance to get back home. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the way for inner peace.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. And if you'd like to contact us, you can call 909-792-5222, and we'll follow with self-therapy.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Estamos listos. Here we go. Okay. Brenda's going to go ahead and welcome back, everybody. She's going to go ahead and share with us.
Sí, thank you. Gracias, Lupita. Okay, voy a compartir en este momento un poco de la psicoterapia y autopsicoterapia, o mental therapy, o terapia mental personal.
Okay, she's going to go ahead and share with us about self-therapy or mental therapy. Personal mental therapy.
Sí. Lupe y yo nos dedicamos ahora a hacer terapias mentales, liberar el pensamiento.
So Brenda and I teach therapy and release of thoughts and ideas.
Y esta terapia, tenemos estos 4 años guiadas en un masterclass, toda extraída de un curso de milagros.
So we've been doing mental mind training for 4 years, all based on A Course of Miracles.
Estamos dando, estamos acompañando a hacer terapias personalizadas.
And we are guiding people to take personal self-therapy.
A ir a la parte de la mente que está todavía nublada con pensamientos erróneos.
So guiding others to that place in their mind that still has thoughts that are erroneous.
Este tipo de terapia se puede ser una terapia autopsicoterapia.
This type of therapy can be done through self-therapy.
No es necesario contar con un, no es necesariamente contar con un terapeuta.
It's not necessary to be guided through a therapist.
Porque el terapeuta que realiza esto es el espíritu, el maestro interno.
Because the actual therapist is the Holy Spirit that lives in your inner soul.
Y todos estamos guiados por ese maestro.
And we are all guided by that master.
Pero en este caso, que Lupe y yo tenemos 4 años de hacer un entrenamiento mental de perdón.
But in this case that both Brenda and myself have been taking this course for over 4 years.
También ahí recibimos una clase de terapeutas.
We are also trained to do therapy.
Con Sebastián Mora, el maestro, que tiene más de una década de experiencia.
With our mentor, Sebastián Mora. He is based out of Europe. Mm-hmm. And he's been a mentor over more than 10 years. I'm going to dare to say close to 20, 25 years.
que conoce mucho el sistema de pensamiento.
And he's been training students across the world and understands the thought system that we have to release in order to be in inner peace.
Y hemos recibido entrenamiento con él.
And we've been trained by that teacher for many years.
Y estamos al servicio.
And we are at service.
Acompañando.
Guiding.
A todos los que quieran.
To all of you and anybody interested in wanting to encounter their peace.
Correcto. Thank you, Lupita. Voy a hablar un poco ahora de la autopsicoterapia.
She's going to explain a little bit. Brenda will be sharing with us a little bit about self-therapy.
Dentro de la autopsicoterapia se necesita mucha honestidad.
Inside of self-therapy, there is a needed strongly to be very, very honest.
Y saber acerca del perdón y querer aplicarlo.
And to be able to understand the forgiveness prayer and be able to apply it.
Si alguien está pasando una situación.
If someone is passing through some type of situation.
Puede desarrollar el autopsicoterapia.
Can develop the self-therapy and release these ideas.
Y hay una serie de pasos que puede aplicar.
And there is a segment of steps that can be applied.
Primero, reconocer que desea estar en paz.
First, recognize that there is a deep desire of wanting to be in peace.
Segundo, pedir ayuda.
Secondly, ask for help.
Al maestro interno que está dentro de su mente.
To our inner master that resides inside of us, the Holy Spirit.
Y permitir que él le traiga las ideas y pensamientos.
And ask him for guidance to bring us those thoughts and those ideas of our past.
Que está causando esos efectos en su vida.
That is causing the effects that we are living today.
El siguiente paso sería soltar.
And the second step would be to release the idea or the thought or belief.
Al Espíritu.
To the Holy Spirit.
Y entrar en una confianza inquebrantable.
And enter into a complete, stable trust.
De que eso está resuelto.
That will be resolved.
Y no esperar una forma determinada.
And not expect any way for it to turn out.
Y se cierra la psicoterapia.
And that would be the final of the self-therapy.
Lo más importante aquí es la confianza.
The most important piece of these steps would be confidence and trust.
Y eso nos la va a brindar.
And that will be delivered through
el desear de todo corazón.
The desire of the deepest heart.
Querer ver la verdad en todo.
Wanting to see the truth in all things.
Querer ver a los demás inocentes.
And to want to see everyone innocent in any scenario.
In any scenario. Eso sería.
That would finalize the self-therapy.
¿Qué nos puedes tú expander de la autos?
I think that self-therapy has transformed my life. Mm-hmm. Brenda is a witness of all the therapy that she's done and guided me. She has been a true warrior in pulling me through, guiding me through, and pulling me through, and releasing the beliefs and ideas that I held so strongly to. Okay, so now we are getting close to ending our segment. I hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast of Inner Peace. We will be coming back to you next Sunday. We hope that you can join us once again. And now we'd like to take a moment to be able to share maybe the Instagram. Are you on Instagram, Brenda, or Facebook? Would you like to, where can they find you? How can they connect? Okay.
For this moment, I don't have my social media, but you can find me on TikTok if you want. But my shares are in Spanish, everything about the Course of Miracles. And it's called in TikTok, Bren Re.
It's going to be, let me share, Brenda. It's the @ BRENRECNS. You can DM her with any questions, or if you'd like to schedule a session with her. And you can also find me on Instagram, Lupe Garcia. We are very grateful that you were able to come and accompany us in this Inner Peace program. You're welcome to join us next Sunday, same time. Brenda and I will be here to greet you and show you a different way of living for inner peace.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today.
Sees if you try. Only sky. Imagine all the people.
106.5 FM and KCAA 1050 AM.
What is your plan for your beneficiaries to manage your final expenses when you pass away? Life insurance, annuities, bank accounts, investment accounts, all require death certificate, which takes 10 days based on the national average. Which means no money is immediately available, and this causes stress and arguments. Simple solution, the Beneficiary Liquidity Plan. Use money you already have, no need to come up with additional funds. The funds grow tax-deferred and pass tax-free to your named beneficiaries. The death benefit is paid out in 24 to 48 hours without a death certificate. You heard me right, without a death certificate. Call us at 1-800-306-5086.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no 5-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5-7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Hey, Southern California, you know what's going on. It's my new hit show, The Scene with Doreen, and I'm your host, Doreen Taylor. Join me every week as I chat with my celebrity friends from TV, movies, music, theater, sports, and everything in between. We explore the lives and careers of some of the entertainment industry's biggest names, with some fun surprises, too. Tune in to The Scene with Doreen Tuesdays at 7 a.m. on KCAA Radio, 1050 a.m.
The Tri-City Shopping Center in Redlands is serving up some really cool ice cream at La Micho Acana. Then get your chocolates and other delights from See's Candies. Moms and future moms who visit the mall can cool off and relax while they get treated like royalty at Shiny Nails or Francis Nails and then pampered at Texture Hair. The Tri-City Center is filled with retailers who care about you. Shop at the Tri-City Center in Redlands and see why they call it the mall with a heart.
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Caraggio.
President Biden says Hamas's leaders will be held accountable for the killing of hostages, including an Israeli-American. Biden said he's devastated and outraged. Israeli forces found the bodies of the 6 victims, including Hirsch Goldberg Polan, an Israeli-American, in an underground tunnel yesterday in Rafah. Biden pledged to keep working around the clock to secure the release of the remaining hostages. Tens of thousands of protesters filled the streets of Tel Aviv today to demand a ceasefire deal to free the remaining hostages in Gaza. Organizers blasted the Israeli government for failing to reach a deal and called for nationwide protests. Israel's largest trade union has also called for a general strike tomorrow to put more pressure on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a ceasefire agreement. Polls show a very close presidential race, less than 10 weeks to go until Election Day. Almost every national survey, along with polling in key battleground states, indicate a virtual toss-up. The latest Wall Street Journal poll shows Vice President Kamala Harris with 48% support from registered voters, while former President Trump gets 47%. Meantime, a Quinnipiac University poll also gives Harris a 1% edge, both well within each survey's margin of error. The latest polls were released just ahead of Labor Day weekend. At least 5 people have died from West Nile virus in the U.S. this year, Lisa Carton reports.
Health officials in New Jersey announced the deaths of two older adults on Friday. This comes after two virus-related fatalities were reported in Wisconsin on Thursday and another death in Illinois on Tuesday. There have been around 300 cases of West Nile virus reported across 33 states so far this year. West Nile virus is commonly spread through the bite of an infected mosquito.
A dozen people were hurt last night when bleachers collapsed during a rodeo in Boerne, Texas. It happened during an event at the Kendall County Fair. One witness says more than 30 men jumped under the bleachers to keep them from collapsing more until first responders could arrive. At least 12 people were hurt. I'm Chris Caraggio, NBC News Radio.
NBC News on KCAA Loma Linda, sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932. Protecting the future of working families, Teamsters1932.org.